Now, I would like to ask you the next question from the same sister. As she's saying, is it a sin before God if you forgive someone who has wronged you, but then after forgiving them, you avoid them and you want nothing to do with them? She's saying she forgave somebody some offenses done against her. However, she doesn't have the desire to have these people in her life right now because they don't bring out the best in her. And if you totally cut them off from your fellowship, is that the same as unforgiveness?
Well, listen, it's quite a good question. Well, look, we don't know these guys that they receive the forgiveness. It's like you can forgive your enemies. You can forgive those who crucify you. You can forgive demon-possessed people, because forgiveness is something we owe to everybody. Otherwise, why? For one reason, for one thing, if you don't forgive your enemies who are still hating you, well, if you don't forgive them, you're not going to sleep good at night. Because your lack of forgiveness becomes grudges, becomes bitterness, a poison that just chews on you and chews on you like a spiritual ulcer, and it gives you trouble. Mm-hmm. You need to forgive, first of all, for your own benefit, and second, for your enemies. First, for Jesus,
yeah.
But then for you.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's like, the bad spirits, they reach your target, they stay there. But the moment you forgive, the fiery darts of the devil which hate you, they get destroyed by your forgiveness. And so forgiveness erases the curses the devil sends against you. You must forgive, not only because you love your enemy. That's not easy to do. It takes a supernatural love. It's not natural. It's an impossibility. It takes the Holy Spirit. But not only for that. You need to forgive also very much so you can have, you can reconnect to God, because you can be the greatest Christians in the world. But if you have unforgiveness in your heart, that disconnects you from Jesus. You must forgive first of all, so you can have you can reestablish, if you got interrupted, your communion with Jesus. Understand?
Yes.
Also, another thing is, she deceits, it doesn't send many details. I'm not curious. But these people that she forgave, we don't know if they received the forgiveness. If they just smiled hypocritically and say, oh, yeah, okay, goodbye. And or they even accepted at all. So, like you forgive even your enemies, but that doesn't mean you have to go look for them. Like Jesus forgave, he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, but he didn't go look for the Romans after he got crucified. He forgave them, and that's it. I mean, they're not looking for you, you don't look for them. It's like the key is, the measuring stick is that, is it glorifying God for you to go look for these people and to hub around with them, to receive them? I mean, in the second epistle of John, it says that they don't walk according to this doctrine. You should not eat with them. You should not salute them. You should not eat with them. You should not receive them in your house.
Mm-hmm.
People that, theoretically, maybe you forgave. Why? Because I forgive everybody. Because I don't have grudges. I love my enemies. Okay?
Yes.
So you can love, but that doesn't mean you have to, you're not to marry them. You don't have to, they don't have to be your boyfriend. They don't have, you don't even have to eat with them, understand? Loving doesn't mean that you're going to do business with them.
So who you forgive and who you have fellowship with is two different things.
Two different things. Like, you have fellowship with the people who deserve. It's by work, it's not by grace. Understand?
Yeah.
Like Jesus said, don't throw your purse to the swines. In, I think it's Matthew chapter 7. Don't cast your purse before swine. Don't throw your holy things to the dogs.
But what do you mean you have fellowship with people who deserve? I mean, the Lord can show you to have fellowship with somebody who doesn't deserve love and fellowship, but you want to. I don't deserve the Lord's love and fellowship.
Well, when it comes to witnessing, evangelism, then you meet with demon possessed, etc. Even people don't get delivered, then you bump into them all the time, and you go even look for them sometimes in the hope they get delivered. But somebody you forgive,
evangelization is something else,
of course.
Okay.
And you love the enemies, and people sometimes they reject you, etc. But it's like, when you forgive somebody, the person, in order for you to have fellowship with them, they have to deserve it. they have to act the way you act. Yeah, they have to say, okay, I forgive you, please, come, let me offer you a drink, let me offer you a meal, forgive me. For example, somebody, I don't know, stole some money or cheated some money, say, oh, I'm so, here, I give you the money back. You know, they have to have fruits, according to the fruits you shall know them. Like you don't have to have communion with everybody. Jesus, you can see, Jesus, I mean, if anybody loved his enemy, it was Jesus, right? But you can see the way Jesus loved the Pharisees. You can read Matthew chapter 23, and he said to the Pharisee, you will not see me anymore until you say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. So Jesus was not looking for fellowship, people didn't deserve it.
Okay, but
he would preach the gospel to everybody. You offer salvation to everybody. But the people who rejected it, okay, goodbye. When he resurrected, he didn't even go look for any of his enemies. He only strictly met only the believers.
That's
so
true.
Jesus would not fellowship. Like he says in 2 Corinthians 6, what fellowship has light with darkness?
Now
what
that's, communion? That's a good point.
What communion is like you forgive, but the forgiveness is something good that you do, but how they receive it, that's completely up to them, and they can receive a full heart or half a heart or reject it completely. According to that, the law will show you if you need to have communion with them or not, because it can also be dangerous. Like you forgive Judas, but be careful to go back to Judas and do business with Judas. He will betray you again unless he has fruits, meat of repentance.
Okay, now it's clear. I'm sorry, it's kind of a controversial subject.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as Christians, we're supposed to love everybody, forgive everybody, and accept everybody. But this is more clear to me now. Because you gave the example of Jesus. Jesus, after he resurrected, even though on the cross he said, Lord, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. He forgave everybody, but after resurrection, he didn't appear to the Pharisees. He didn't appear to the Romans. He appeared to his disciples, to his close friends, who followed him, to try to obey him. Now, I was thinking, okay, you said to have fellowship with those who deserve it. I'm putting myself now, I'm analyzing myself. I don't feel I deserve the fellowship of my brethren here around. Yet I've been living with your family for many years. We've been having fellowship and living together in this community. But it's not because I deserve it. I think it's just the grace of God. Because you saw all my sins, all my weaknesses, all my problems. And you put up and you have patience. And I'm still here, still having fellowship. Even though it's not because I deserve it. I think it's just God's grace and God's love for me to keep me here and still use me as I am. Of course, I'm trying to learn and to grow, but not always I make it. But the fellowship was not cut because I don't deserve it. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's different. You're a disciple. Jesus had 12 disciples, and they were always blowing it. You know, I wanted to sit on the right, the other wanted to sit on the left, the other guy wanted to call fire from heaven and burn them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so it is different. As long as you keep trying to make it and to remain a disciple, to remain part of the family. It's like I have a wife, and I make mistakes all the time, but she doesn't reject me. I am the husband, you understand?
Yes.
Like you have a relationship, you have a covenant. It's different. It's different when somebody, you forgive somebody, did something very bad. The guy accepts your forgiveness, but doesn't show fruits of change. You know, it doesn't show fruits that is going to regain the confidence. Forgiveness is something that we automatically owe to everybody. But fellowship is something else. I'm not fellowship. What fellowship has lie with darkness? The guy you forgive still walks in darkness. You have no fellowship with that. But that doesn't mean you don't forgive. You do forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Also for your sake.
Yes.
You understand? Like in Matthew 18:15-17, for example, Jesus says, if a brother doesn't hear you, doesn't hear the church, let him be like the publican, like the heretic. Let him be like, Paul says, after the first and second admonition, cast him out of the church, you know. So Matthew 18, Jesus says, just get them out of the church. You understand?
Yes.
So it's like, but that doesn't mean you don't forgive them, because you have to forgive. Look, we have Matthew 18 here. It said, verse 17, if he shall neglect to hear them, the church, to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglects to hear the church, let him be unto thee as the heathen and the publican. So in other words, these people that you cast out of the church, it doesn't mean you don't forgive. You must forgive, because by offering them forgiveness, even though they're cast out of the church, because they receive forgiveness, eventually the time will come that forgiveness will put them under conviction and will bring them to repentance. So you must send your forgiveness even though you cast them out of a church. But being cast out of the church, of course, you don't have fellowship. So fellowship is something that is not by grace only, it's by works. Works in Christ.
Amen.
Attention.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joseph. I understood everything clearly, and some things even myself I understood better than before. Now, if something was not very clear to you, dear brother, you can always write in more questions on the same subject, and we will answer you in the next recording.
Amen. Amen. So in Jesus' name, Lord, help us to really have a relationship with you, Lord. Come to you, seek you, and not give up before we hear from you and we establish a communion with you which will solve everything. To walk continually, feeling your presence, Lord, which is the answer to all the problems we may have. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.